So stressful, all this malarkey.
Oh, you can have it. You can have this podcast and lark.
Don't become an old man. Reinvent yourself. Learn. Be like. Don't be like Carol Baskin.
I'm going to murder me missus and feed us to the cats.
Fucking hell, mate. I'm just on to episode 4.
Oh, they're all freaking weirdos, a lot of them.
Every one of them. What is the fascination with having a tiger?
When the pups, cubs, you can have pups. When the cubs, you can sort of like see the cuteness and that. But they grow into big fucking man-eating machines. What the fuck?
What I would do is wait till they got a certain size. Then I'd kill them and eat them.
Well.
Oh, there you go. I'm just going to leave all this little bit in anyway, a little bit of chit-chat. So we had two of the best episodes of Two Tribes ever taped yesterday, or not taped. We waxed lyrical.
It was hilarious.
Sometimes we cried.
I can't remember that bit.
Sometimes we laughed.
Yeah.
We dispelled all the myths about aliens and religion.
We put the world to rights.
Yeah,
for podcast awards, we'd have been up there. I think we'd have wiped the board clean this year.
Oh, not half. Hold on a minute. These headphones are playing up. Just stay there. I've got a spare pair on back up.
Classy.
Fucking hell.
This bit's not staying in now. I'll have to take this bit out.
Or
will I?
So, motherfucker. I think we did about an hour and 40 minutes worth of podcasting yesterday. And then Craig texted me afterwards. Something's gone wrong. It hasn't recorded.
Oh, I went into the other room. I made a cup of tea. Kerry went, "Are you finished?" I went, "Yeah, I'm just going to sit here now and just put it together." Go ahead then. So I'm sitting there with her. We're watching The Lodge Guys on YouTube, which is our new guilty pleasure. And I went, where's the files? And she was like, "I don't know." What a fucking nightmare.
So the story is now, do we try and recreate the before we had yesterday? Or is it just a brand new podcast?
Well, it's a brand new... I think it's a brand new podcast. Just talking about the same shit. Because I don't think you like twice. Do you know what I mean? So well, we had a little bit of chit-chat about where we'd been. So no one gives a fuck. Only we give a fuck, so fuck yous. We're not talking about that.
We're in the middle of the COVID virus, aren't we? So,
what
I was going to ask you, I forgot yesterday, was what are you doing to fill your time?
Oh, okay. Good question. Well, I'm talking myself into that. I've got the virus, for one.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, well, you know, you just can't help it. So, I've got a bit of something. I've got no flu-like symptoms, so I'm a little bit chesty.
Yeah.
And my kidneys are a bit sore. But I've also drank 3 bottles of whiskey in the space of a week. And been off on holiday and been drinking from 4 o'clock every day.
So that's possibly a contributing factor.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've got no other symptoms whatsoever. But last night, we were awake. I didn't drink at all last night because I've drank everything. And I'm not buying any more now because what do you do when you buy it?
You put it in the fridge and don't touch it.
No, you didn't think it. So I was lying up till 2:30 this morning, like, I put earplugs in as well, right? Yeah. So all I could hear was my blood going round my body, and I'm listening to me breathing, and I'm going lightheaded. I'm not getting enough oxygen to my bloodstream. Oh, I've got shallow breathing. Oh, my kidneys are hurting. Oh, why is my left knee hurting all of a sudden? Oh, God. Oh, and so I was up till 2:30 this morning.
So hypochondriac Craig showed his face.
Well, I hope it's hypochondriac Craig and you're not fucking listening to this in 2 weeks' time, standing over my fucking grave saying, oh, yeah.
He said he did
mention something.
How come you're wearing earplugs in bed? Kerry snoring that much.
Oh, Kerry snores, and I think we mentioned this on yesterday's award-winning show. I can hear at the moment this high-pitched...
You've always said you can hear the election.
Yeah. So, currently in our house, for about a week now, I've been hearing... Now, bear in mind, I went to work last week. Like, this is a funny story, this. I went to work last week. And I was in work spare, 1400 spare. So that means you go in, you sit there. Because of the COVID virus, you go in and you sit there until your relief comes in. So I think I had a 3:30 man coming in. And then you just go home. But you're still ready to do some work if needed. You know, if the job hits the wall.
Yeah.
But you're not in the same building and the risk of infection and stuff. So... I'm waiting for my relief to come in. Kerry phones up. Our Grace is doing a piano lesson with Vicky via FaceTime, which is absolutely brilliant. Vicky doesn't even have to leave the house ever again now. And they blow the electrics. So I'm just like, well, go to the fuse box and switch them back in. All right, yeah, go to the fuse box, switch them back in. I goes off the phone because you can't get a signal in our house when you've got no electricity. Because it's Wi-Fi phone calls, so the phone calls are going beep, 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 beep. So Kerry's getting all angry. I'm getting all angry because we can't hear each other because we're going beep, 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 beep. So 3 times the lecky blew, and then there was a big massive bang and all the lecky downstairs went off. Now, we'd just done a shop in this COVID environment and filled the fridge and the freezer with stuff. Yeah. And I think, oh, fuck. So, first thing it is phone Aiden. Now, we've got British Gas cover for an electrician. But, you know, oh, yeah, we'll be out on Wednesday or something. COVID, no one can be in the house. You've got to bleach it. Me, 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 me. I thought, I'll just ring Aiden. Aiden says, Carol's self-isolating. She showed symptoms. So, I am in the house. So, I'm stuck in the house for 14 days with it. I've got 4 days left. I was like, meh? So, my relief walked in.
For everything.
Yeah, for all electricity stuff. So, I phone, my relief walks in. So, I said, right, I'm going if you need me. And I pedaled home dead fast, got into the house, went to the fuse box. Aiden had said to me on the phone, just start unplugging everything that Kerry had plugged in because something has done that. All right. And there was an iPad with a, I think it's I've never seen a charger like it, but it's an Apple, looks like an Apple charger, but it can't be. It must be a knockoff one with prongs in it and everything. And that was sort of loose and everything like that. So we took that out and I switched the electrics back on and they haven't gone off since. But sort of, I don't know if it was then, before then, or after then, or during then, I can now hear this. And it's that high up. It's that level of lowness, but it's that high up. No one else in the house can hear it. But Eve can hear it sometimes. So yesterday morning, I turned off. I tripped the entire house out. Turned it all off. And do you know what?
There was no noise.
There was noise. I can still hear it. So I've either got a tumour.
Something in your head.
Something in my fucking head. I've got that.
A fly stuck in your ear?
I don't know. might be just a dead little fly playing his banjo in my ear. So that's what I'm going through at the moment. How are we coping with this? We go for a walk every day for approximately an hour. It's about a 2.5 mile walk round the block, basically. You've never seen so many fucking people on the street. Grace has done a fair bit of cooking. So just when there's a shortage of everything, we're going through butter like there's no fucking tomorrow.
Butter and eggs is fucking going because everyone's baking.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I think we should bake bread. Well, apparently there's a national shortage of flour now because everyone else has had the same idea. Bread would be a good idea.
Do you know what? Let's get our flour. I mean, I had the idea of doing bread, but I couldn't get bread flour anyway. So, because we were going to bake.
Phone cattle basket.
Getting bacon. We had no flour. So I went to the shops, no flour anywhere. All the shelves are empty, as you know. So I went to the neighbourhood app that you keep sending me. Well, I was already on that for my local area. So I just said, has anybody bought extra flour they don't need that I can buy off them? So this woman reached out and goes, yeah, I've got a bag you can have.
Oh.
So I got my flour because she'd been out and like panic bought like 4 or 5. So I've got a spare bag you can have. She didn't want to take any money, but I left the £2 on the doorstep.
Oh.
She texted me back and said, God, it's only a bag of flour. I didn't want to pay you for it. No, you've done me a favour. Thanks very much. So all we've been baking, I made the first batch and they were all right. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Ooh.
And then Becca made, and then I made another set, another batch the next day that was nice. And then.
So is that butter, ice, what's it called? Sugar butter? No. The shoe pastry, but the stuff on the top, the chocolate. What's that?
Yeah, the clue's in the fucking word. It's chocolate.
I know, yeah, but what is it? Is it a chocolate sauce?
Just melted chocolate bar down.
Ah, right, okay. Because we made buttermilk.
Butter and ice and sugar.
Put in the middle of a sponge cake. Butter and ice and sugar, yeah. But you can obviously make chocolate buttermilk, can't you, by just putting a bit of cocoa powder
in it. Well, my filling was whipping cream with ice and sugar.
Spam.
And vanilla essence, which was nice. And then Becca made some. The same, but she added a tablespoon of Cadbury's
vodka,
cocoa powder to make it chocolatey. That was nice. And then yesterday we've made profiteroles.
Oh, fucking hell! And they're injecting them with cream and that.
I had to. Wow. I had to buy
have you
a
got?
Paper bag.
How do you get? Oh. Little Jamie Oliver over there.
So next time you come, you're getting either profiteroles or chocolatey clears for your pud.
In 2021. Yeah.
But also, to fill the time, we've been playing a couple of board games. We've been buying PlayStation. What them games called? Just Me, Just You, where like you all play on your phone. You've all got your iPads.
Oh yeah.
And you can all play little games, little puzzle games.
Are you doing them for shots?
No, just injecting heroin.
Go ahead, it's your turn. Just get a beer.
And then I remembered that we had a jigsaw I bought one of the kids like 3 or 4 years ago that's never been out of its cellophane. And it's one of them WASJIG ones. You know, where the puzzle isn't actually the picture that's on the front, it's a clue to the picture.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. So we set it up on the dining table and we all went to it throughout the space of 3 or 4 days. Finally finished it and we all agreed it was such fun. Let's get another one. There's about 100 of them, all different themes.
So so the picture on the front of the box is not the picture
no,
in the jigsaw.
It's a clue to it. It could be like the one we were doing was a beauty salon, and it was a woman looking out of the window of the beauty salon with a big weird. Oh no, she's looking in the window with a big weird shocked looking face. And the clue is
the jigsaw you're doing is what she sees.
So you see inside the salon?
Yeah.
From a hair point of view?
So it is quite interesting. So then I said, let's get another one. Luckily enough, Argos were doing 2 for £15 special offer. But they'd all sold out, not one. Britain had one.
So I went to the neighbourhood.
Yes, I did. We've got this beauty salon one. Does anybody want to swap for a different one? Boom. So swap for a pub scene one. Yeah.
No way.
And Becca came down a couple of nights ago and said, oh, somebody on a Facebook marketplace is selling some in Chester. So he had 5. He wanted 4 quid each. So I just said, just text him back, see if he's still got them. Probably gone. Text back straight away. Yeah, still got them. So she goes, oh my God, should we go get them? I said, just say how much for all of them. He said, give us 20 quid for all 5. So we got jumped in the car, shot down there, left the money on the doorstep. He left the in a bag by his garage. Kept our social distancing. So we're firing through these jigsaws now. Who'd have thunk?
I wouldn't do a jigsaw for the love of money.
And I'm doing jigsaws.
And I was so retro. It's like, and then we've got this brand new thing. It's called a Rubik's Cube.
But it's weirdly therapeutic. You know what I mean? I came down in the morning, they were all still in bed, and I came down and just sat at the table, just started fitting some pieces into, you know what I mean? Just killed half an hour, 40 minutes.
So you don't actually know what you're building until it's like that game show on ITV. Say what you see.
Yeah, catchphrase, yeah.
So you don't know what you're working towards until it becomes apparent, like halfway through or whatever.
It's good. So, on a football jigsaws?
Fucking jigsaws. What else?
We also went for a walk yesterday, and Matt said, I've got a load of Lego there. You know, the little Lego sets of, like, there's, like, a Formula One car, or a bike, or a bin truck, stuff like that. He said, but they're all mixed up. Why don't we sort all that out? And that'll be like a jigsaw, won't it, Dad? But like a 3D jigsaw. So he's got about 30,000 bits of Lego all in a big blue tub. God. So he wants us to all sit and sort out the individual cars.
So has he still got, obviously, all the instructions? That's good. That'll be a good one.
So I'm starting to hope now that this bloody COVID-19 thing's end sooner rather than later.
Well, at time of recording, I think the government took a bit of a shit house. The shit out yesterday, really. I was envisaging another 3-week lockdown, but all they've said is, continue locking down and we're looking at it again next week. I think they just wanted to get through the Easter period, didn't they? Because it's going to be dead tempting because everyone's going to be bombing everywhere delivering Easter eggs over Easter, aren't they?
They've also put out, they don't want anyone having barbecues, haven't they? Because it's meant to be a nice weekend. They don't want people like barbecues, they're saying it's going to cause health issues to people with, you know, obviously breathing difficulties.
Like me?
I mean, who are you buzzing?
Well, when we go on our walks, people are having barbecues because you can smell it.
Yeah, well, the UK have said, the UK government have said, they haven't said it's a ban, but they're saying we'd rather you didn't.
And then people are on Facebook turning on cyclists. Why are you putting undue pressure on the NHS by going out on your bike?
Honest
to God. Because if you come off your bike and you break a bone, you'll have to go to hospital.
I nearly broke my ankle yesterday just going for a walk.
Exactly. You might fall down a fucking manhole. You might go in your car and have a car crash.
I went down
crash.
The woods and I stood on a root, a tree root. My ankle turned over.
Imagine that. Airlifted. an air ambulance with two fellas sneezing and farting. You've got a bin bag over your head. And, right, yeah, this is a weird one. So I was having all my trauma in bed last night, 2:30 a.m, making my peace with life and everything, getting ready to die, basically. And when I woke up this morning, the first thing I always do when I get up in these times, well, the last thing I do, I go out into the street every night and just have a look and assess the situation. And it's eerily silent, as you know. And then I come in, lock the front door, go to bed. When I get up in the morning, I do the opposite. I unlock the front door and I go outside and I survey the area and all that palaver. This morning, there's about 20 white feathers on my drive. Ooh. Yeah. And a white feather, if you have a white feather land near you, it's a sign of an angel. It's a sign of a loved one. It's just letting you know. Yeah. So I reckon all my dead family were down last night just saying, it's not your time yet, Craig.
Maybe it was all them humming a song to you that you're listening to.
Well, they're still fucking doing it because I can hear it now. This is the thing. I've got headphones on and I can still hear this humming. So it's got to be in my head, hasn't it? But when I go outside, I can't hear it. So, should we crack on with the footy?
All right. Well, first footy question is, did you sort out your FIFA?
Oh, I had a look at it. Right. So I had a look at the email that come off the fella on Monday.
Let's just fill the list. We spoke about this at length yesterday. So obviously we're not going to now. But Craig's been having trouble getting onto his FIFA account, his EA account, because he hasn't been on it for a couple of years.
So I can sign into it on a mobile phone. I can sign into it on a laptop. But the algorithms and stuff like that, when you sign in on your PlayStation, I don't know how that knows that you are you.
So he was slating EA because he'd rang him up and asked them questions how to fix it, and he was getting nowhere, and blah, blah, blah. It was going on. The conversation went on a good maybe 10 minutes. And then he had a look at his email accounts and found out that they'd actually sent him an email trying to help him.
Yeah, but it was the same email that I'd had a week before when I looked at it. Oh, my name is Mustafa, and I'm here to help you. It must be super sad that you can't get on. Blah, blah, blah. Click on this link here and copy and paste this case number in. And then so it takes you to a form that I've already filled in 3 times now. And all this form does, it says, what is your PlayStation login name? What is your IP address? What is this? What is that? What is the other? And we can sort this. And then it gives you a new fucking number. So now I've got about 4 numbers. So I'm going to go around and fucking see.
You've got no way to, or can you factory reset your PlayStation? Or as like Eve got an account on it?
Eve got an account on it. And she's, this is the thing, right? She's bought a load of sim add-ons. Now, they're all in the cloud, aren't they? As purchases. But I don't want to go through the... We were going to buy her a PlayStation for Christmas this year for her bedroom because she plays The Sims and that. But she didn't want a brand new PlayStation because all her Sims are on this PlayStation. So we didn't want to take the risk of losing all the Sims. So I don't know. I've deleted everything to do with EA from my PlayStation and then reinstalled everything. And it still takes me to this fucking third party fucking email address that I don't know who it is.
Well, straight away, listeners, that end of that story there, I'm thinking, so I buy myself a brand new PlayStation and give Eve the old one.
Well, that was an option, but then because I splash out money whenever I feel like and just go to Florida or whatever, I always have a little bit of guilt as to like, oh, no, it doesn't matter. I don't need a PlayStation, so I don't get a PlayStation. So that's what happens at Christmas. No, it doesn't matter. I don't need one. So in hindsight, maybe I need a PlayStation. Maybe that'll be my next impulse buy. when no one's looking.
Right, let's crack on with the fussy then.
Go ahead, then.
86-87.
Yeah. we've got to start talking about this.
This is roughly his last season, wasn't it?
This sounds familiar.
2 million. We also sold Sammy to QPR for 200,000.
Oh,
Sammy was on
I love Sammy
way.
Lee. See, that's a new fact. That's a new fact that wasn't in last
episode. I had that
wrote
down, but I didn't mention it. Roughly finished the season top scorer with 30, 40 in all competitions. This season, the new rule came in for substitutes that in the League Cup and the FA Cup, you could have two substitutes instead of one. And the Mighty Blues ended the campaign as champions.
He certainly did. And we come second, 9 points behind, was he? That seemed to be it was always 9 points behind in the old days. Until Arsenal.
Yeah, so
whatever.
They won on 86 points, we are 77, 9 points behind. Then Tottenham on 71, Arsenal on 70.
There you go. Man City relegated.
Leicester as well, I think.
Yeah, two big teams now in modern football. Just shows you, doesn't it? You can't see Man City ever coming out of the top six.
No, they've got the fan base there now, haven't they? Even if the owner pulls the plug, somebody will step in. There'll still be a multi-millionaire stepping in, a billionaire steps in.
Yeah. You say they've got the fan base, but they can't really sell the stadium out, can they?
They've made it too big, haven't they? They've made the stadium too big. Whereas Liverpool have still made theirs, even though they've extended, they haven't extended enough. They could put another 20,000 seats at Anfield and they'd still fill it.
But this is the thing, the period of football that we're talking about in the mid-80s, especially the 84 season where we do the treble, some of them European Cup games and some of them FA Cup games and League Cup games, we were playing to 20,000 in that stadium. And the same in this season, on the Super Cup derbies, they were only watched by 20,000 people. You know, so, but now, I mean, we're not a successful club now, although we are, if you know what I mean, but we haven't been for a long time. But we sold out match after match after match. It's weird. It's just weird. So, the Charity Shield is the first game, 16th of August, 3 o'clock. Yeah, traditional curtain razor. One all.
Heath scored late on in the second half, and then Rush equalised.
Yeah.
Spoils were shared. Keep the cup 6 months at peace. I watched a bit of highlights on this. The Everton team were battered by injuries. So they were like a patched together team. A lot of the big guns didn't play. Grobler came off in the first half injured. Mike Cooper came on. And then there's a guy. Oh, what's his name? Have you got I have. The Everton guy we couldn't remember. We didn't recognise his name. Langley.
Kevin Langley.
He broke through in like the 85th minute. From the halfway line, Liverpool pushing up, and the ball broke to him, and he was just had the keeper to beat. He straight through, and he knocked it wide. And then, like a minute later, Rush scored. Dalglish came on. He said,
"I'll have to have a look at that." I love all these old matches.
The music that was the number one on the day that game took place was Christy Berg's "Lady in Red." Lady in Red. We were talking about this yesterday, and I seem to think it was famous because of Princess Diana was dancing to it in a red dress.
I think she might have danced to it. I don't think Diana, she's a favourite love. I want to get to number one. Yeah, just put a red dress on for us.
Was he a Scouser?
Yeah, he's from the Dingle. But, always have been, man. I think it's written for his wife, and she did make it famous with some sort of dance, with Aaron Charles, maybe. Just, whoa, we've just made up a bit of fake news. What are you going to do? Fucking sue us from your grave? Ooh, that could die, because I might be in mine soon. Right, the next match, 16th of September, the Super Cup semi-final, first leg, 3-1 Liverpool. And this one would have been watched by about 21,000 people.
It's the final.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the final. Why am I... Well, who did we play in the other round?
It was two groups of four. So we were in one group, Everton were in the other group.
Ah.
And it was like group stages. There was Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham, Norwich. Oh, they're the only ones I can remember off the top of my head. But yeah, the top two off the groups, they then became the final.
All right, okay. Well, see, right. You know, we've had this 39th. We're going off on tangents here because we've talked about this, really. We're not that arse now. But listen to this. The 39th game, right? Yeah? Causes a lot of drama. Why don't we have the top four, right, every season? So you have the champions. Like they do in the rugby, you have the champions. But then the top four go off to one of these exotic money-spinning places, right, and have a semi-final face-off against each other. And they all play each other, and then they have a final and a loser's final, and then they're the grand champions or whatever you want to call them. Do you know what I mean? That's my idea to bring in. But the spoils of that has got to be split between the entire league. You can't just have the top four. They get maybe a little. The winners get a bigger prize, but everyone in the league gets a share of that.
Because we had the discussion yesterday about how everyone, all the top managers are complaining there's too many games. So I suggested about getting rid of the League Cup for the Premiership. Just having it a Championship side down cup.
Yeah, I've slept on it, and when I was talking to God last night, he said it wouldn't be that bad.
That's a high recommendation indeed.
Yeah. So, I think, yeah, the League Cup has to go now. I'm behind you. I back you. I back your campaign.
Yeah, because, thanks. Because managers, they don't want, they're not asked about having the League Cup on their CV. They want the league, they want the European Cup. Even the FA Cup hasn't got the draw that it used to. Maybe for an English manager, not for these foreign managers. So they see this League Cup campaign as a hindrance, as a chance of their players getting injured. I'm talking about the top teams, talking about the top six teams, not the obviously the likes of the Minnows, if you like. They want every chance they got to go for the cup. But the top six, seven, eight teams, I think it's more of a hindrance. Chances of the players getting injured.
Oh, imagine if they had, like, the top eight, went off and did a quarter-final, a semi-final, and then a final. There's only three games. Three extra games at the end of the season, this big flag. So then, even then, there's more matches to watch in Dubai or wherever they want to play.
That's the talking about finishing off this season's league by going to like China or something like that, or Dubai, and doing the like a World Cup thing. No families out there, so it's just the players quarantined.
Well, there's something like 92 games still to play in the season. The thing is, as well, though, once you get to, like, Liverpool, I don't know if I've said this yesterday, but Liverpool, if we win our next two games, then we can't be beaten, and we don't technically need to play any more games. So we could say, look, we've won the league now. There's our two wins. we're now not going to participate in any other games.
Because then we're stopping. If we're saying all our results depend on other people staying up. And
yeah, so we would give... we would be void for the rest of our games. So everybody else who was meant to play is just gets a 3-0 win.
But we're not going to play everybody, are we? We've already played a certain team and beat them. So now we're just going to give a win to all their competitors.
Well, yeah. And it's just a way of cutting down. So once Man City are going to finish second. So once it becomes mathematically impossible that they can finish third, then they don't play any more games.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As soon as Liverpool won the league, Man City don't need to kick another ball because technically they can't win the league and they can't.
Yeah, I know. Nothing else they do because, can influence themselves, but everything they do influences everyone else's.
Yeah. So then they withdraw. So all their teams get 3-0 wins. And then Tottenham and so on. You just work the way down the league. So, and all these points are added on. Blah, 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 and as long as everybody signs up to it.
I don't think you could do that because it's not fair on the teams trying to stay up. You know what I mean? Because it's going to influence them. Like I said, we could have already played, say, a Norwich and beat them. And we're not playing them again this season. But all the people around them, we've got to play them. So we're just going to give them 3 points straight away.
Yeah, and that would, I mean, and again, down the bottom, you know, when the teams, all these, they play a couple of games and then, oh, right, you're mathematically safe now. You're not going to get up to sixth and Europe, but you're also not going to get relegated. So you don't have to kick a ball again. And then they give all the teams 3 points. I don't know. I'm just trying to, because 92 games of football...
It's definitely
going to
impact on next season's starts. Yeah.
Oh, it can't, no. I mean, if there's 10 games of football every Saturday, if it was a 3 o'clock kickoff like the old days, or every weekend, 10 games of football, isn't it?
Three games
in the league.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, but even that would still take, what, virtually a month?
I think it'd be played out. I think every game will play.
You know, it's just...
The teams who aren't asked in the middle, or like Liverpool, Man City, have already done what they've got to do. Then all the reserves will just play.
But then isn't that? So then you're doing a disrespect to the teams you're playing, and you're also probably going to lose because like Liverpool's boys got turned over 5-0 by Aston Villa. Fair enough, they beat Everton, but Everton is shit. So, but if you're playing the boys, you also got, instead of having the bare minimum squad of, say, 20 or whatever to play the game, you've got a squad of 35 because, so you're risking infection with more people then.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Playing on FIFA. 22 players playing as themselves.
Yeah, no, that is the best. It's fucking amazing.
Van Dijk playing as himself.
I'd watch you.
Yeah.
Clive Tilsley commentary.
James Milner stood at the side waiting to be brought on as a sub.
Yeah. Imagine Shaqiri sitting in his house.
Oh, they've got a full
kit with his boots on.
Full kit.
Waiting to go on, and he doesn't get used, and he's like that. But I'm not even injured, mate. I'm that's virtual me.
Yeah.
It's not real me.
I'm all for it.
Oh, it could well work. All EA would have to do is give the Premier League their own server so that it wasn't bogged down with other players playing across the world, and it could work.
Work. Referees and black.
Yeah. But you'd only have... It wouldn't be 90-minute games. Oh, yeah. You just do 6 minutes and a half.
You get the season finished.
You'd have the season done in a day.
I wonder if anyone's thought.
Oh, boss, Liverpool lost the league because Van Dijk's shit. Right, 3-1. First leg. We're not doing the teams. Go and look at the fucking teams. Rush, McMahon and Rush.
CD for them.
What was the number one big man?
Communards, don't leave me this way. Number one for 4 weeks. Jimmy Somerville.
Oh, yeah.
And that vicar fella, Richard Coles.
Yeah. Wasn't he in another band as well?
I don't think so. You might be thinking of Fat Boy Slim. He was in about four bands, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was, yeah.
Yeah.
House Martins and that, yeah. The caravan of love. Stand up, sit down.
That one, yeah. Yeah, the second leg on the 30th of September.
Yeah, we're flying through these.
Everton won, we're back. Liverpool bitches. 4. Rushy hat-trick.
Boom.
Nickel.
So we probably still got this trophy somewhere.
It was only supposed to be while the European ban was on, wasn't it? And I don't think it was a raging success. I don't think the fans took it. Like you say, the gate receipts were only like 20,000 for the final.
Yeah, it was. 26,000 were at Goodison for that 4-1 defeat. And 20,000 were at Anfield.
It wasn't the so I don't think they did it again. I think they only did it once or twice. It was the same song because that song was number one for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Right, flying on. Let's just crack on, man. 23rd of November, Everton 0. This is the first league game. Liverpool 0. One of them rare, boring derbies, no doubt. Probably it was full of all sorts of drama and everything.
All I can pull onto that is not much. The music. Because the teams, the teams you'd expect to be put out. Nothing special there. Berlin, Take My Breath Away.
Oh, talking of taking my breath away, right? I'm about to shit my pants. So, we'll go for it. I'll bring you back in a minute. Oh. Shitty ass. Here, shitty, shitty. Oh, that was messy.
Lionel Messi.
Oh. I wish it was Lionel Messi. Freaking hell, it just come on me, that. That's my third poo today.
Oh, you've definitely got the virus.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why you don't say that?
Breathing problems, hearing things in your ear, and you've got the shits. That's why everyone's buying old toilet roll.
Oh, it was like blancmange.
In consistency or colour?
Consistency. It was like foamy when it come out of me. It's like expandable foam. I should have took a picture for you.
It's not like you not to.
Oh, I couldn't, mate. Either threw up. Take My Breath Away, yeah.
Very apt for your little stories about not being able to breathe.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Name the film.
Top Gun. Still never seen it.
You bellend.
Pretend you haven't heard that before and act all shocked.
You've never watched Top Gun?
No, I've seen little clips.
Very homoerotic.
Yeah, a bit of bumming in that goes on, I think.
Bare-chested volleyball.
Yeah, licking each other out at dawn. Well, Top Gun 2 was supposed to come out this year, but it's been delayed a year now, so I'll watch it then.
Cruise is in it, isn't it? Doesn't Cruise play an instructor or something?
I think he plays himself.
Oh, it's just a remake?
Yeah, it's just a follow-on, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's been flying jet planes now for 30 years, because that would happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Where are we to now?
3-1. Let me just get them back up. Oh, no, 0-0, wasn't it? Yeah, ball draw. Then we bounce through Christmas. And like that. Ba-doing. And it was 21st of Jan, Wednesday night, 7:30 kickoff. Everton 0 and Liverpool 1 in the League Cup fifth round.
Yeah. Rushy scored again, yeah.
Oh, he's just a fucking monster.
He was a scared one. He said he loved playing against Everton because he was an Everton fan and he wants to make them pay for not signing. Because he said when he was at Chester, he was determined. He was adamant Everton were going to come and sign for him. And when he went for trials, they said, no, you're not good enough, and binned him off. So then Liverpool signed him and he said, every time he played them, he just wants to make them pay.
That's a bit fucking dark, Rushy, lad.
Yeah, wants to make him pay for not signing them. He said he loved skinning Ratcliffe because Ratcliffe and him were best mates, weren't he?
Yeah.
Ratcliffe used to take him into... He lived close to each other, so Ratcliffe used to take him into training and that, to drop him off at Anfield.
Fucking boxed that, innit?
And he said even though he scored so many goals, Rush, against Everton, he would have doubled that if it wasn't for Southall. Southall, for them, two or three seasons, was the best goalie in the world.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I've just been watching a little bit of footage while we were trying to get all this set up from the season we're talking about now. And I think it's Glenn Hoddle scores against Bruce Grobbelaar from about 35 yards out, a howler. If it was in modern football now, the goalkeeper would be dropped for the next game. It's that bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just had Mike Hooper or Grobbelaar then, and that was that. So Southall was without shadow of a doubt one of the greatest, if not the greatest goalkeeper ever.
Well, Rushy Elden, the greatest team. He certainly, like I said, he was doubled his goal tally against Everton if it wasn't for him in goal.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So that was us on our way to the League Cup defeat at Wembley against Arsenal 2-1. Ian Rush, first game where he scored and we lost.
Yeah, we scored first, Rush. That was it. He scored. We're going to go on and win. And then Charlie Nicholas scored two, knocked us out.
I remember they were two dead scrappy goals as well, in the six-yard box type of goals.
Can't remember it.
It's not something I've ever watched again, to be honest.
No.
But
the Littlewoods Challenge Cup, that was.
Yeah, Littlewoods Challenge Cup. Remember Littlewoods? I wonder if the pools are still a thing.
It nearly burnt down the other day, didn't it? Yeah, they still do football pools.
Do they?
Yeah, but it's all online now.
Remember the pools man used to come and collect?
Yeah.
Fucking boss, that lad.
21st of January, the song of that week was at number one, Jackie Wilson, Wheat Petite.
And I remember this being number one because it was Plasticine Man in the video.
Yeah. I don't know why it was re-released. I don't think there was any reason behind it other than let's release it and see if we can make more money out of it. But obviously at the time releasing it, Jackie Wilson was already dead.
Well, do you remember that show that used to be on the 80s where they took old classic songs and put a video to them? It used to be on the BBC.
Vaguely.
I always remember, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. And it's like a video of two brothers like looking at each other and that. But them songs used to then go back into the charts because people would buy them.
Ah, right.
So I'm not making it up. I wouldn't think they'd do a Plasticine video just for that show.
It definitely wasn't the original, was it? Because that song was out in probably the 50s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was number one. Alexa upstairs, that was number one for 4 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, on to the... where are we now?
April the 25th. Saturday, Liverpool 3, Everton 1. So Liverpool definitely had the upper hand over Everton this year, although Everton got the spoils.
Yeah.
And we were 9 points behind, as you say.
And this was the game where Rush equaled Dixie Dean's record, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, the 19 Derby goals.
Wow. We must beat it then at some point.
I don't think he beats it till he comes back. Well, yeah, he leaves the season, doesn't he? Comes back here, beats it.
Yeah. Oh, he scores in
one of the cup finals.
He scores twice in the 3-2 cup final, doesn't he?
Must be done now because he's equaled it here. So his next goal is to take the record.
I don't think he was ever the same player when he come back.
Well, he wasn't a success at Juventus, was he?
No.
Well, I seem to remember his goals for games tally wasn't bad.
There was one goal, one game for Juventus, I think, where he scores a hat trick or four goals or something, and he's having a blinder, and the manager takes him off to save his goals for the next game. So that's what he was up against.
Yeah, he's documented that he just couldn't learn the language, didn't he? He wasn't happy there. Couldn't learn the language. He wasn't accepted.
You can only just about speak English, to be fair.
So Rush got two, McMahon and Sheedy for them.
Go ahead, what was the song then?
The song was The Sexy Madonna, when she was still good looking.
Lastikanista de Bona.
Lastikanista Bonita.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Laisla Bonita, yeah.
Last night I dreamt I was dying.
This was the height of her, probably last year and this year was when she was the queen of pop. When she was like, everything she put out was going to number one.
Yeah, she was amazing. Fit. Cracking frontiers.
Yeah, can't argue with that one. That's it, that's the six games we played Everton this season.
Six games?
Played them six
one
times.
Season. Fucking mental, that. So, what do you want to do, right? Should we carry on and just do the next season?
I'm going to carry on because I've got my news segments.
Okay.
I'll have to do a little sound effect for this. Right. Top news, 1986-87. I put this one in because of what's the shit that's going down at the moment. In November 86, scientists found the first case of BSE, mad cow disease. And that led to 180,000 cows having to be culled. And it went on for years. You know, people eating the infected meat and infected them. It could take up to a decade to show in them. So at its peak in 1993, 150 people had died from it.
No way.
So obviously all British beef got banned. All farmers were paid compensation to kill the cows. Burn. Remember the big pits full of burning cows on the news?
Yeah. Grim.
IBM unveiled the very first laptop computer.
Oh, yeah.
It was called the PC Convertible. It weighed 13 pounds and it cost approximately $2,000. And its memory was probably about 512K.
Well, it would have been, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't have much higher, would it?
No, because the VIC-20 and everything was knocking around then, and the Amstrad 464 and all that.
Yeah, came with a car battery to run it.
Had a skateboard to pull it.
Yeah. Sporting news. Mike Tyson becomes the first, the youngest, and he still is holding the record of the youngest heavyweight champion.
What a man.
He was 20 years, 4 months, and 22 days old when he beat Trevor Burbick. Do you ever see any of the Bruno fights?
I mean, Tyson is the only man that's got me interested in boxing. I couldn't tell you who the I know this Tyson Fury is something to do with boxing now, and he's the world champion. But he just hasn't got the same charisma.
Tyson was an animal, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was fucking amazing. So I would sit up and, like, other people had Sky, I didn't have Sky, and we'd watch the fights and that type of stuff.
Yeah, like I said, me old fella was into all his boxing, and I got interested like you when Mike Tyson came on the scene. And it was when Sky were doing, if you paid you had to pay to watch the fight. It was on at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So my old fella was dead tight. I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying money to watch a fight. So we watched the undercard, and every fight, there was like 3 fights maybe, and every one of them was a cracking fight, and we got sucked in. So the last minute, my dad said, sod it, we'll buy it. We'll get it, and we'll stay up and watch it. And yeah, you knocked Bruno off in the fucking first round.
Hey.
So money well spent. He said, never doing that again.
I can imagine that.
The other big sporting events happened in 86.
Oh, Mexico!
Mexico World Cup, the Hand of God World Cup. Oh, thanks, Becca. Just brought me a nice cup of tea.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah, the Hand of God. Maradona's Argentina went on to the final against West Germany, and they won 3-2. Maradona didn't score, cheating bastard.
I remember watching a lot of this in my nan and granddad's back room on a little telly.
This is probably the World Cup where I was... No, I can't remember these two. Probably, I must have watched it with my dad because he was heavily into football, but this is the one where I sat and watched nearly every game I could.
Well, I talked about this on Half and Half Scarves the other week, and 82 is the first time I realised that football was a thing, and it was not because of any of the football, because I don't remember. I probably did watch something, but it was the sticker album.
Yeah.
The Espanyol sticker album with the orange on it and all that. Mm. And then the 86 one, I can remember the Hand of God game and all that, but and I did watch some of the games, but...
Well, you know these sticker albums you're talking about? The Panini sticker albums? See what price they're going for. Completed.
No.
Especially this one, the World Cup Mexico. It's like $2,000.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Unbelievable.
Remember we used to get Star Wars ones as well, Return of the Jedi and all that?
Yeah, I've got 3 penny football complete ones in the loft. I've got a Simpsons one in the loft. And something else. I've got like
Simpsons five. One. They're always current. That'll be worth money, that.
Yeah, maybe. You know me.
What's it from? Things. What? In what relation is the Simpsons one from? Is it from the movie? Is it just...
No, it's just the Simpsons one. It's based on the series. Yeah. You know me for collecting things and putting them off. This will be worth money one day.
We've still got the Spice Girls up there.
Yeah, they got took to a car boot sale and sold for £1 each.
Yeah.
Top films this year?
Or go ahead.
86, 87. Obviously, we've said it. Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Crocodile Dundee.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife. Platoon. You must have seen Platoon.
Yeah. Last century, like.
I know your feelings on these. Aliens and Predator.
Overrated. Shit.
Dirty Dancing.
Never going to watch it, never will, never can, unless
you've got to.
I'm not going to look right. I am now on a timetable where I don't know how long I've got left.
Well, more reason to watch it because you can't die without watching Dirty Dancing.
I can. If while I'm there, I may as well watch The Fucking Sound of Music as well and Gone with the Wind.
You mean you've not seen them?
No, I haven't.
You've got to watch Dirty Dancing.
No, I don't.
Hasn't Kelly seen it?
I don't know. I'm not asking her. Casey goes, oh, yeah, go ahead, then.
It's in, like, every woman's top 3 films of all time.
Mm.
I don't know why I like it so much.
Because you've got a vagina.
Hey. One of my favourite films of all time, definitely in my top 3, is Lost Boys.
Yeah. Right up there. Still haven't seen it, though, for a long time.
Lethal Weapon.
I don't think they've aged well.
Yeah. And the classic Spaceballs.
Yeah.
What a film that was.
What a film that was. I don't know if I put it on now, whether I would still laugh. Although, there was a lot of that humour about back then. So, you know, like Airplane and all that, Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Don't even know if they make films like that anymore.
Have you ever seen the Top Secret? That's like an airplane sort of film. That was really good. It was one of my favourites. Right, top TV.
Go ahead.
Casualty started.
Still going strong.
The Late Late Breakfast Show with Noel Edmonds. Oh. Remember talking about this? Said it was with co-hosts Mike Smith and John Peel.
Yeah.
It was a live show. They had guests on. They had Paul McCartney, ABBA, you know, all big names. And then there was a segment of live stunts. Got public to do live stunts. And this one was a bungee jump. And apparently, as they were doing a practice before the show started, the one of the clips on his belt, his harness, fucking snapped. And he obviously face planted the concrete.
What a horrible way to die.
So the show got cancelled. It came on as it was due to start. Words along the lines of, due to an accident, we'll be showing tonight's episode, but here is whatever. The Last Dinosaur, I think it was.
You've just got to think, right? So they're doing this live stunt, right? So it's not a stunt if you're doing it live and it's probably your second or third time doing it.
Because
he died doing a practice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not as if he died live on telly. That would have been something.
Something to be proud of.
Yeah.
This show.
Yeah. Like when Tom...
Tommy Cooper.
Tommy Cooper died on stage.
Poor Tommy.
Oh, he just died, just like that.
Well, obviously, as Noel Edmonds' television career panned for like 2 or 3 years. And then he came back. They gave him another chance like 2.5 years later, whatever. Some programme. And that turned into the House Party. And that was him. He was back. Noel's House Party.
He doesn't age, does he?
No, he's always had the same hair, then.
Yeah.
Same ghost.
Like he gets his hair out and puts it on every day, sticks it on, a bit of glue.
Last bit of telly for this year was the Tracy Ullman Show. And you know why I've mentioned that?
Oh, no.
Well, see, that's not very popular. Tracy Ullman, why has he put that in?
Why? I don't see the relevance.
It was the very first short of The Simpsons.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, why are you pretending you don't know this? So there was 48 episodes. They did the shorts of The Simpsons. Obviously, it was that successful. It got its own series.
Well, I mean, oh gosh, Disney Plus now, that's just come out this last month, has got all of The Simpsons on, so it's still current, it's still relevant.
Yeah, whenever we're flicking through the channels, whenever it goes to Sky One, it's always on Sky One, isn't it? We always leave it on and watch it.
I don't know why they've never done a Simpsons channel like Sky do.
Yeah,
they do stuff like the Star Wars channel and all that.
I mean, I've probably seen about 80% of all the episodes, but the kids, obviously, they've only seen maybe half of them, so we'll always sit and watch them.
Yeah, there always used to be a lot more time in life to watch The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So.
Oh, nice cup of tea, that lad.
Lovely. So that's the end of the 86-87 episode. The referee, blow the whistle, la.
podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Hello. Banana. Cheesecake. This is a little test just to see what the hell happened yesterday. So, as you can clearly see, Craig, this is motherfucking recording. I'm now going to stick two fingers up my ass. No, I'm not. But I might. You'll never know.